Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Good morning, and welcome to the show today. This is your Coach Lalisa. We are here to help you grow your business, start your business, maintain your business, and we have an exciting topic for you today. Today, we're going to be talking about how to secure sponsorships and get partners for your business. We want to look at some steps to getting funds that you need to put on your events. Also, we want to talk about partnering with others that can also provide a way for you to do what it is that you love doing, to work your passion. I want to say good morning and welcome to those of you who are listening via the switchboard. And if you have any questions, you can, you know, hit the number one key. That'll let me know that you have a question. If you're in the chat room, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the Coach Lalisa Show, well, we thank you for tuning in today, and we hope that you get something out of the show today. Well, I want to get right into my subject on this morning, and let me just tell you a little bit about my background so that you'll know why I decided to choose this subject. I am an MBA graduate. I am working on a PhD in training. I have worked in various companies where we had to get sponsorship for our events. I believe the very first, outside of working in the church and getting members of the congregation to sponsor events within the church, that was some of my earliest experiences with getting sponsorship. And the reason I bring that up, because a lot of people who then transition into other forms of businesses tend to forget that all that work that they might have done ever since they were little was a form of building up that skill set in order to do what you need to do, because getting sponsorship, it is a skill. It is just not something that, you know, maybe is a gift and everybody has to have it or you don't have it. No, it could be a gift. You could be naturally gifted with influencing people to give into you and to what you're doing. But at the same time, it is a skill that can be built, and it can be built over time. You know, we thank God that the Word of God says, do not despise small beginnings. So we look at every opportunity as where it's going to take us. So that you could have been in some other organization as a child, Girl Scouts. Look at how many times the Girl Scouts, they go out and they have to gather people to purchase those Girl Scout cookies. In a sense, that is, on a certain level, very small scale, some form of sponsorship. So typically you went to family and friends, and you, what they were doing was sponsoring you, something you were doing. Maybe it was school. So these are all experiences that you can parlay into some real skill sets that now can move you on into the bigger projects. Currently, I had the wonderful opportunity, just to bring it back really up to date, I got an opportunity to interview on my TV show. Yay! We have moved into TV, so we've been doing radio for some years. And I got a chance to interview the phenomenal director, Joshua Coates, who is a movie director, producer, technical director. He's everything all wrapped into one. Graphics manager, editing guru. I mean, he is phenomenal. This young man is amazing. But he didn't get there overnight, and if you tuned into the show, you would know that. But one thing, he's going all over the world getting money and sponsors for his movie. And it is working out. Because, come on, a big budget movie, millions of dollars. Unless you have $1 million laying around, you're going to need sponsors. So now let's take that down to you. Whatever project you have, you may just simply need flyers for your business. Everything in your business costs. You may want some nice flyers to promote your business. And the thing is, guess what? You can get people to sponsor these things for you. You may hold, like for instance, when you first start a business, you may hold a launch party where you're going to invite people from the community, people from the local government, maybe from the county government, maybe even the state government. I mean, go big, go all the way. You know, that's one thing I want to say right now. Always, and when you are a business owner, if you want to really be an entrepreneur, you got to think big, but act on a local level. So you're carrying out your duties and activities on a maybe smaller level, but you're always thinking big. Now, in the business world, we call that seeing the big picture. You got to see the big picture. And so you may need flyers. You may have in some kind of event that you're launching to get the word out about your business. You know, I tell students in my business class, no matter how wonderful your product and service is, let's face it, if people don't know about it, they cannot come and support you. They cannot purchase your products. So you got to get the word out one way or another. Now, let's just say the word, one of the ways you're getting the word out, I talked to my sister who owns a dry cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio, and definitely want to give her a shout out, and I believe she's listening to the show. Welcome, 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 the sole proprietor, owner of Custom Care Cleaners located right there at 8876 Colerain Avenue. God bless you this morning for tuning into the show. But we talk about this all the time. Now, you can have your services are really great, but if you want to give good, great services, you still have to be able to do something great, and even doing something great takes money. So you want to have people sponsoring your business. You want to hold some kind of event. You could hold a luncheon, and you could give awards. Now, like what I do is once a year for one of my businesses, because I have about three or four businesses, what I do once a year, I do an event for women, basically, and I give out awards to people in the community. So I give out awards in about 10 different categories. Now, this gets my business known. It gets the word out there. It brings in other people. Well, I can't really afford to sponsor that entire event, so I was forced to get sponsors. Now, for an event like that, let's just say you want to get about 100 to 200 people there. You have to do some things in order to seek sponsorship, and I'm going to go over those steps in just a minute. But another event that I got full sponsorship for, I did not pay one dime for that event, was an event that I entitled The Wealth Strategy Symposium. Before this Wealth Strategy Symposium, I held it 2 years in a row. It was held at a local community college, which I did not pay for. My speaker, my main number one speaker, was an awesome man who has written about 5 books. He's also the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Now, if you go to YouTube, you can see a clip of the symposium. That was Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. We had to fly him in from Atlanta, Georgia. I did not have to pay for any of that. My business did not have to pay. It was completely sponsored. After the first event, we did a little, and both events, we did a little networking afterwards, like a little VIP special party where people could just congratulate Mr. Kimbrough and talk to him and, you know, network with him, which was phenomenal. Some of those people are still benefiting from the fact that I held an event where they were able to network with a person that they didn't even know. Some people didn't even realize that he exists. However, they may have heard of the book Think and Grow Rich. And so I'm like Director Joshua Coates. When people start wondering, LaLisa, how do you get certain things happening for you? Well, they don't see your journey. They don't know all the things that you've been through and the ways you've sown into other people's businesses, and you didn't expect anything in return. You see, God will reward, because promotions come from up above, not the north, south, east, or the west. And so that was an event that was totally paid for. Everything. We had lights, camera, action. All the things for the business was sponsored by other businesses. We even had about 10 vendors there, and they did make up the panel of people that were part of the discussion. So these are the kind of ways, these are things that I've done in the past where I've gotten sponsorship. Now, currently, I have my brand new TV show, The LaLisa Show, is being sponsored by a few organizations, and even our studio time is also being sponsored and donated. So it can be done. Now, this is what you're going to have to do if you want your event sponsored. And again, if you just tuned in, you tuned in to the LaLisa, this is the Coach LaLisa Show, heard every morning, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen via the internet by tuning into blogtalkradio.com/Coach LaLisa, or you can call in 347-945-7991. Now, every Wednesday going forward, just to let you know, we will have a special guest that we had on yesterday. He is the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. He's a New York financier. He's worked on Wall Street. He's worked for many big banks. He's had franchise businesses around the country. He started businesses, he sold them, and started more businesses. But his most current business is his publishing and motivational speaking business. He shut down all his businesses, and now he has written a book, almost 200 pages, phenomenal person, and he gets hired all over the world to come in and train salespeople, because that's what he did for the most part, and just a very phenomenal. He will be on every Wednesday sharing with us. But the steps to getting sponsorship. So the first thing you want to do is you want to be organized. You want to have exactly what it is that you want to do, what the event is. You're going to have an event title, luncheon, awards banquet. It may be a fashion show. It may be a youth concert. It may be a concert. It may be a brunch. It could be a business breakfast. Now, if it's a small business breakfast, this is where I focus on small businesses, because small business owners know that the heart and the heartbeat of their business, to keep it alive, they have to network with one another. So small networking businesses, you break down the cost of your business. Break it into parts. So you got the food, you have the location, if you have any guest speakers, if you're going to give out any gifts, you know, like the little gift bags, maybe you'll give out a little portfolio. And that's basically, you break down the cost of the categories, and now you can seek sponsorships for the different categories versus trying to get one sponsor to sponsor the total event. Like when I did the Wealth Strategy Symposium, I was blessed to get one sponsor or that whole event. However, I could have gotten it broken down. That whole event cost about $10,000, but one sponsor sponsored the entire event, and I didn't have to pay one red cent. There was another event that I used to do called the Women of Power Conference. That was another event that we held about 4 years in a row right here at the NJPAC in New Jersey. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Very exclusive, very beautiful, very upscale, very powerful and dynamic facility. The kind of facility that when you tell someone your event there is there, you're going to get people. Now, for that event, it costs altogether for about a four-hour event on a Saturday, the total cost for speakers, the brunch, and everything that we had was about $15,000. Well, there was very, very, very little money that we had to put out of our pocket for that event. That event was also sponsored, and it was sponsored with ticket sales. You know, don't neglect ticket sales as a way to sponsor your event. Or vendor tables. You can have vendor tables. Again, small businesses know that they have to promote their businesses. They may not have enough money for a major commercial on cable or network television, but they can come and have a table at your event where they know that customers that will also be their customers are going to come to your event. So that's how you get sponsors. You have to have something in writing, a proposal, a letter, letting people know that what your event is about and who your target audience is. And then you find people, businesses, and ask them to sponsor you that care about the same thing. That's the biggest lesson that I found, is that it's like you have to target your market. In other words, you find the businesses, go to their websites, go to their other ways you can get in contact with persons within their company. Find out what their mission is. Find out what events they sponsored before. Find out who cares about what you care about. If it's youth, if it's women, if it's business owners, if it's medical, if it's in the medical field, it could be in the field of education, it could be in the field of arts. Whatever it is, find out which businesses care about those activities, that care about that area of society, and go and ask them to sponsor your event. Now, here's another tip for getting your businesses sponsored. And if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to the Coach LaLisa Show, heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every weekday, Monday through Friday. And today we're talking about how to secure sponsors and partners. Now, let me tell you something that I learned that is just so significant. One thing that you absolutely have to do if you want to get sponsors for your show, you're going to have to learn how to be okay with asking. You know what they say, if you have not because you ask not. So you got to get used to just simply asking people. So start with asking who? Ask your family and friends. You'd be surprised. Ask them. This is your first people that you're the closest to. Ask them for sponsorship money. You may only get $25 a person. Well, if you're like me with a big family, you get $25. You know, you go to 10 people, and right there, just getting four people, that's $100 right there. So right there, you got $250 right off the bat toward your event. And your event, again, you could start your event small. So go, everybody knows what your family can bear. If you got the kind of family where you can get $100 per person, fine. Or 1,000, maybe 10,000. But you do have to get in the habit of asking. Another thing you want to do is contact other companies. Again, there is a way you can go to the internet and you can just type in how to get sponsors. Who will sponsor my event? But also, start locally. Now, I know my sister realizes that and understands that people have probably come to her business asking her to sponsor things. So just like they've come to you, then you can go to others. Go to ask people, what's the reason for giving your event? Who is your target audience for the event? Break down the areas of costs for the event. You know, I learned from director Coates and others that I know in the movie making industry. Basically, that's how you get money for your movie. You have to be a serious budgeter. Like, in other words, you have to break down every part of your business, and that in and of itself is something you can learn how to do. You could take a class on how to put a budget together for your event. I did it just through practice and trial and error, but I've been doing it now for almost 15 years. So, you know, and teaching business classes and having studied an MBA, you know, some of it I got from my education, but some of it you just get from trial and error. Now, after you contact these companies, they are going to be willing to donate. Why? Because companies have something called in-kind donations, and they have something where companies have this thing where they want to give back to the community. They call it goodwill. It's called goodwill, G-O-O-D-W-I-L-L. It's like companies want to have a good feeling about themselves and the community. These are the people who they also are taking from in terms of employees, in terms of customers, suppliers. And so companies naturally want to give. However, they are going to want to give to the areas that they want to give to. So, again, you're going to go to companies who support the things that you support. And, again, if you tuned into the show, hopefully I'm asking your questions, questions that you care about, questions that are going to help you. You can absolutely get money and sponsors for your business. I've done it several times. And the funniest thing is I was doing it and didn't even know that I was doing it. Now, you know, that's pretty funny. I didn't even know. I was going to take a sponsorship course. A young lady that I know, she's offering a sponsorship course on, she has a business offering these classes. And it's not a very expensive class. I may still take the course. But the point was, you know, like, sometimes you really have to be quiet and listen to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit showed me, you got sponsors already. You've been getting sponsors. You just need to. Sometimes what happens is we need to maybe get more of something. And so we have to, again, despise not small beginnings and take it to another level. But I would say sponsoring something at $10,000 is not petty. It's not small. Now, again, so what are the steps? Well, again, you want to be organized. You want to have a list of all the various costs for your event. Again, you got to market your event. It's going to cost you for flyers. You know what they say? If you want 100 people there, you have to tell about, I think it's 10,000 people, because 100 people is just 1%. You're only going to get about 1% from marketing materials. Another way is through word of mouth. And let's just say you want to do an ad, you know, in a local newspaper or other local advertisements. So you just figure that cost up. Maybe you want to pay somebody to drop flyers for you, what we call a street team, or there may be a person that's a natural promoter and they're out there. You want to pay for that. There's other promotions. People who are having an event, somebody that you know may be having a gospel concert where 5,000 people are coming, contact that individual, call them on the phone, tell them about your event. Always tell them about your event before you even start talking about yourself. And there's an event that I'm hosting called the Save Our Children from Cancer, or there's an event that I'm holding, a luncheon, and we're going to donate part of the proceeds to children that have been abused, women that have been abused, children that have been, you know, whatever. People coming off drugs. People coming off drugs and alcohol is a big, big, big cause right now. Just to give you a hot tip, that's a hot area right now that you can get a lot of funds if you sponsor events in that area. So you start out by telling them what your event is, and then let them know if you could mention your event at their event. You see, that's a quick way to get the word out. So more than likely they'll let you do it without charging you anything. So you're gonna contact the people, and you're gonna put all these costs down, what it costs, and now you're gonna. But now give yourself some lead time. That's the other thing that you have to do. You have to have lead time. So the main things for getting sponsors is start with family and friends. Then you want to contact people in their companies. You want to contact companies that you spend money with. Go to your doctor. Go to your dentist. Go to your local dry cleaners. Go to the person that you spend money to, your hair salon. If you get your nails done, if you go to these places all the time, start there. You've sown into their businesses, now they should sow into your event. Even if you only, don't look at the amount that they give you, okay? The thing is that for you to begin to ask and for you to begin to get comfortable with seeking sponsors, it will get better over time. For your first event, you may not get to the level that you want. Don't give up. Try again year after year. Some sponsors will only sponsor you once you've already asked them two or three times. There's some kind of a, like, you know, undercover rule out there that they won't sponsor you on the first time. But if you come back again, because some sponsors, they don't like to sponsor the same event every year. So just because somebody else may be getting sponsored by them doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. So again, start with family and friends, then spread out the companies that you also go to and companies that you know that they would be willing to give some kindness or make a donation. Go to those companies. Also, look to businesses who have a stake in what you want to do. Like I said, businesses who care about what you care about. Let's just say, give an example from the internet. You're doing a fundraiser about, you know, a car race. Well, go to companies that build engines. Go to car manufacturers, car parts, you know, and go to people who care about the thing that you're doing. I know one time we were doing a fundraiser. Oh, I forgot about this one. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, okay, you know, I've been doing all these sponsorships and didn't even realize it. I was working one time at Sharing Plow, and I was asked to put on an event. We had absolutely no money. They asked me to put on a fashion show and to raise money to donate to a hospital. The hospital was out of business now, but at the time, the hospital was trying to build a new cancer ward. And I went to all the local restaurants because there are some things that generally the general population does care about, that is children. Cancer is an area of illness that pretty much has touched every single family in the United States for the most part. And so when you're doing an event that has mass appeal, sure, you can pretty much go and ask anyone. But the hospital, we had their name on the event. That also helped. So that's where partnering comes in at. You know, partner with someone. So for that event, we partnered with the hospital. And then we were able to put their name, and we partnered with the company where we actually held the event. And we were able to put their name on the letterhead. And once we did that, everybody just donated whatever we asked. We had so much food. We had clothing for the models. I mean, we had a tremendous amount. And we raised over $3,000 at the event just through ticket sales. So, again, you can get sponsors as vendors. You know, you can sell vendor tables, $25 even. If you have a large enough space for, you know, 100 vendors, well, right there, you're going to make, you know, $2,500 right off the bat for your event to pay for any speak. So, again, I hope the show has been a blessing to you. For those of you who are just tuning in, you tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show. We've been talking about how to get sponsors. We welcome all those that have been listening by the chat room. Maybe some of you will go back and listen to the archive, or you'll listen to the archive. We thank you for tuning in via the switchboard. And don't forget that you can get sponsorship. It's not that easy. You can connect with me via the telephone. You can call me. 888-714-7776. You can also go to my website, lalisajwilliams.com. You can message me right here on Blog Talk Radio and get more instruction and information on how to get sponsors. Well, until next time, do it with power, because ain't no stopping you now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth. with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
All right now, Miss Hope, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.